This is Dr. Interpreting Probation. Last name is T-U-I-T-E. Again, T-U-I-T-E. First name is Timothy. Date of visit is April 20th, 2023. Next to a pair of patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First off, it was in 2018, in Quantico, Q-U-A-N-T-I-C-O, Quantico, Virginia. First off, a patient was in the military base. First off, a patient tells me that he was in a bathroom, first of all, and he was sexually assaulted by several men, by several people. First of all, a patient tells me that he was physically assaulted and sexually assaulted. First of all, a patient tells me that he was the victim. First of all, he was kicked many times and punches many times and had punched many times to the back of the head. First of all, a patient fell to the ground and immediately had loss of consciousness. First of all, a patient tells me that he was out of consciousness for about 40 to 60 minutes. First off, patient regained consciousness slowly. First off, patient was confused, disoriented. When he regained consciousness, first off, patient feel dizzy. Patient had severe headache when he woke up. First off, next paragraph. Since the incident, patient has severe headache. First off, patient tells me that he has migraine headaches every day basis. First off, patient had light sensitivity. First off, patient has significant cognitive problems and memory deficits. First off, a patient has become very easily angered. First off, patient has trouble functioning. First off, patient has trouble reasoning and focus. First off, patient is unable to concentrate and focus. First off, patient is currently taking migraine medication. First off, patient also taking antabuse and antidepressants medication. Next to a paragraph, patient is currently working at the VA. First off, patient is a scheduler for the VA. First off, patient tells me that his symptoms are affecting his job. First off, specifically, the headaches are affecting his concentration. The light sensitivity is affecting his concentration and focus. First off, patient also has significant memory problems, and it is causing him difficulty to do scheduling. First off, patient also has anger problems at work. First off, patient has difficulty with the reasoning. First off, make sure of next paragraph, it is my impression that patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, in 2018, patient was in Quantico, Virginia. First up, patient tells me that it was physically assaulted and sexually assaulted. First up, patient was kicked many times to the head. First up, patient also received many punches to the head. First up, patient had loss of consciousness for about 40 to 60 minutes. First up, since then, patient has significant headaches. First up, patient has light sensitivity. First up, patient has cognitive memory deficits. First up, first up, patient has difficulty to focus and concentrate. On the MoCA examination today, shows that the patient has a poor delay recall. First up, his delay recall is only 1 out of 5. So first up, patient missed 4 items on the delay recall. Chronic headaches, light sensitivity, memory deficits, memory problems, and loss of consciousness, are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First, that's where the sponsored interpretation.